A note now on a story of justice delayed, making big news in Britain today. A jury announced a verdict in what's known as the Hillsborough case. It was 27 years in the making, so let me back up here for a recap. On April 15th, 1989, soccer fans gathered at Hillsborough Stadium in Sheffield, England. One of the teams playing was Liverpool FC. Some 10,000 Liverpool fans had tickets, but as kickoff time drew closer, it became clear there were not enough gates open to let everyone in on time. The police opened extra gates, causing a crowd to surge in. People were crushed. In the end, 96 Liverpool fans died. A police investigation blamed the fans for being unruly and possibly drunk, but the families never accepted that. They battled for years to get some justice, and a few years ago, an independent panel found evidence of a police cover-up. Officers in charge of crowd control that day had altered their reports to remove any suggestion they were at fault. A new investigation followed, and now a jury has finally concluded that it was not the fans who were at fault, but the police. The jury found that the victims were unlawfully killed and that police failures contributed to the disaster. The current head of the South Yorkshire Police, David Crompton, said as much after the verdict.
On the 15th of April, 1989, South Yorkshire Police got the policing of the FA Cup semi-final catastrophically wrong. The force failed the victims and failed their families. Today, I want to apologise unreservedly to the families and those affected.
It's a bittersweet victory for the families. Trevor Hicks's two teenage daughters, Sarah and Vicky, died in the disaster. Here's his message today for the authorities.
If they'd stepped up to the plate in the first place, back in 89, yes, we couldn't have stopped the disaster that had already happened. But we could have stopped this absolute disgrace of 27 years of putting through the families through agony. And, you know, it's took us all this long to get the justice that we've deserved.
After the verdict was announced, the families gathered outside the courtroom and sang the anthem every Liverpool fan knows by heart. You'll never walk alone. With the world.